Ramble.
I didn't know how this was going to happen. I knew that one day it would happen. I didn't know when it would happen or if it would even happen in my lifetime. But we're here. We are here and we can see the light. I feel the light. I feel it. I feel change happening.
This shit needs to go on. It's like, last week was hard. It's like, we're going to have some hard months. These people are hurting and now they're getting kicked while they're down by the people that they're upset at.
It's all real fucked up.
Dude, I got Cheez-It in my teeth still.
Hot, mama.
Oh God, you know when it gets stuck in the back of your mouth, like.
Oh yeah, you need some water. You need to sip.
I did.
You need more until it's dissolved. Suck it down.
Suck it down now. Suck it down. Suck it down now. Suck it down.
Wait, Jackie, can you sing? Are you able to sing? Not like can you sing right now, but like, do you sing?
Yes.
Can we hear something?
No.
okay.
Well, yeah, we did go dark last week. Last week was pretty crazy. And the week before that was even crazier.
A revolution's going on, y'all.
Yes. And it's amazing. And people are scared. Amazing. And I love it.
Jackie.
I love it.
Jackie, please hold on. Why do you love it? Why? Okay. Explain why you think people are scared and why you love it.
I think there's just, every time someone is like, I'm so overwhelmed, I'm learning so much, like, this is so sad, and I'm just like, welcome, friends.
Yes,
come into this consciousness together. Mm. I just watched The Matrix 2, which is, like, also super fitting for
this time. Dude, there's been so many movies have been coming up, like, and that I've been watching that somehow tie in really well. Like, I've been obviously watching documentaries and stuff to, like, educate myself, but also like I randomly watched The Joker and it's like, oh, there's hella protesting in this movie.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's next level.
Yeah, but keep going, Jack.
Oh no, it's just like, I mean, The Matrix is all about like, Neo is like breaking out of the Matrix, right? And like this whole set of, I mean, let me not try to like actually explain the plot of the Matrix right now. But let me stop myself because I will go down that train. But it just like, if you watch The Matrix and just like them breaking away from the Matrix, it feels like very much like what's happening to a lot of people and just kind of starting to question like the systems that have been in place and like thinking about like the system. And it's weird because it's like to think about the system being broken, and it's the system's been working as it should, and it's just trying to actually change the system right now, which is like a weird thing to think about. But some of it's super heady and some of it's very just like, this is just the shit that's happening right now. But it's also just like, yes, I'm also like, come bring your tears over here. We'll cry together. But also like, yeah, but it's a lot.
Yeah, this is the amount of unity that I see. I've been talking about it all week to my mom, my family members, like some of the squad. The people, there are more people standing in the gaps that aren't Black. And that's why it's working right now.
Yeah.
And I feel that the gaps are being bridged. I've never seen anything like it. My mom's never seen anything like it. It's such a beautiful thing to see unity. I'm like, well, damn, come on. Look, y'all late, but come and get, some. Come get some. Come get some.
Being late, like that totally makes sense. Because like this stuff has been like keep going. Sorry.
It's been going on for so long. And, you know, but rather late than never. Honestly, rather late than never. And I feel like I've been to so many protests within the last, I want to say, couple weeks. And I was just waving. I remember waving just like this at one point. And it was because it was for me. Mm-hmm. It was for me. I was having fun out there. I'm like, man, this is like for me. This is for my people. This is for George Floyd. This is for Breonna Taylor. This is for everybody. Like, this is for people that look like me. Like my family, my cousins, my brother, my dad. You know, like I didn't know how this was going to happen. I knew that one day it would happen. I didn't know when it would happen or if it would even happen in my lifetime. Yeah. But we're here. We are here and we can see the light. I feel the light. I feel it. I feel change happening because so many times nothing changes. You know, you go through the motions. You know, the cops don't get, you know, they don't have the same accountability that Black people have. And it's just crazy to feel a difference. Like, I feel it. I was walking with one of my Black homies during a parade, and he was like, I can feel it. I see it. I see it. Like, we just seen everybody like screaming and like making some noise, y'all. These protests are peaceful. Yes. I mean, don't let the media like misconstrue what's really going on. These protests where I go, peaceful. The yeah. looters and the riots, such a small percentage of what's going on. Yeah. Such a small percentage. Y'all, I could talk about this forever and I could cry. So if I cry,
I know. I'm just like, yeah, Keith. Yeah.
Let me lip bug. Yes. I started talking so much. My lip done got white.
Oh my God. Was this your first time protesting all for everybody?
Yes. Yeah, mine. It wasn't yours, right?
Yeah. So like the first protest that I participated in was when I was in college when Trayvon Martin was murdered. Hmm. And so like, part of our Black student union, we like protested on campus and it was like obviously like super peaceful and everything. But this was the first time, like I was telling you guys, like this is the first time that I've ever like gone out into my city and protest. Mm. And it was just like, I think when, I don't want to say when everything started happening, but because like it's been happening. It's but, been like, happening. Like, let's just say like, recorded. Yeah. Like, let's say like Memorial Day. But like, I feel like Memorial Day was like the last like straw, right? With George Floyd being murdered. And it was just like the first time I've gone out and just been like in the streets. out in the streets, just like out there. And I was just like, and the first one, this is the one we all went to together. It was like kind of nerve wracking because up to that point, there had been a lot of like police brutality at yes. the protests. So there was like, mm-hmm. it was like, I want to be out there and I'm doing everything I can, but I just like, then you're sitting at home and you're like, so just anxious. Cause you're like, I've given all the money I can give. Like I've signed all the petitions I can sign and there's mm-hmm. always more and there's always more to do. But it was just like, I was like, I just need to go. And and the fact that mm-hmm. we're also, this is all happening like as you're in a pandemic is also, sheesh. It's just like, what?
So insane.
Mm-hmm. It's like, and that was like a lot of my fear in going out initially. But it's just like, I mean, not that it's not still important, but just, it's like, I still have to like, I was like, okay, knowing that this is happening, I still have to go. And it was honestly the best thing for my mental health to go. Yeah. It was just like to be surrounded. And in the last week, I've gone to 4 different protests. Cause I was like, this is hell great. Yeah. I love this. I love to scream. And it's just like there was one protest I went to and it was in Pan Pacific Park in LA, and it was the day after Breonna Taylor's birthday, and it was led by Black women, and they had like all of these Black women speaking, and it was on a Saturday, so like everybody, like so many people showed up, and it was just like, and it was just like everything I didn't know I needed, just being surrounded by so much community and just people that mm-hmm. are just like, I mean, like in like improv and stuff, it's like we always start a show with like, I got your back, and like really feeling that and being in that space to the point where it doesn't feel like this entire burden is on you. Cause when I was at home, I just felt like I have to do it all myself. Right. But like being there, I was like, no, like there are people that want to help, and like letting them help and just like letting them support you and like letting them carry your weight and everything. And that was just like, it was so beautiful. And then we mm-hmm. marched, and I was like, I've never walked this much in my life.
The marches. Yeah.
Ooh, I was like, I've walked like 10 miles last week. And I'm like, who is she? I don't know.
Can I say this? That's another thing. Marching and being out, like out there in them streets, is not for everybody. There's mm-hmm. different ways that you can like show your solidarity and stand with us. I mean, you can donate. There's so many different foundations and fundraisers and different things going on that you can donate to. Some people, social media, still a great like tool.
Everybody
has their role, and don't feel bad for not being out there. It might not just be for you. Like, honestly, like you have to take that into account. Cause a lot of people said, I want to go out there, but you know, my parents don't want me to go. Like, first of all, respect your parents. You live there. You know what I mean? Like, we don't want you kicked out in the streets like that. Like, stay home, do what you can, figure out different ways to do it. Even if it's just like a sign. You know, that you like, I don't know what.
Yeah,
petitions. Just be creative. Be creative. There's so many different ways to show your support. We see you. We love you. Thank you guys. We ain't never felt like this. We've not felt like this. I was asking my mom the other day. This kind of messed me up. I was like, yo, have you ever gone to a protest? And she kind of got defensive and she was like, well, we were going today, but we didn't see. I said, no, mom, like, answer the question. Have you ever gone to a protest? And she was like, no. I said, mom, you have to go. I said, it's one of the most beautiful feelings. I said, this is for you. This is for us. I said, you're 52 years old. I said, I know you feel like it was just, it's been too late, or, you know, like, why now? Or you feel like you're late to the party or whatever you want to say, but like, you just never felt led enough to go. And that's okay, because that's mm-hmm. your truth. That's where you are. That doesn't mean you don't support the movement. Like, we are Black. We are all of that. We feel it. We feel everything that, you know, everybody's feeling right now. We've been feeling that for years. You felt it for 52 years. I said, just promise me one thing. You'll just go to one. I said, just mm-hmm. find one. Just run into one. Just like, even yeah. if you're in the car and you're just riding slow with these people, just saying their names and just like, just go there. She was just, she started crying and aww. I'm kind of crying. And I had a little drink, so that might have been making me cry, because I'm a thug. I really don't cry that often.
Yeah.
Cut to me crying like a lot.
We've seen
but
it.
No, right? We've all seen it. We've heard it. But no, it's just she. I think I don't know if she's gone yet, but I know the way she was crying, I know she's gonna end up going to one, and she's gonna start crying when she goes to the mm-hmm. to the protest as well. My mom's a crybaby. That's where I get my crybaby syndrome from.
That was a really cool experience for a first protest for me, was when we went to the Hall of Justice. I got to just be with a bunch of people I care about and couldn't have asked for a better first protest. Like, it frustrated me because I'm like, I should have been doing these things like for so much longer. Like, there were women's marches that I was really close to going to, but I was afraid mm-hmm. just because, like, and back then, women's marches, like, there was never any videos of police brutality. Like, mm-hmm. the videos, there's, like, threads of, like, hundreds of videos of this stuff happening mm-hmm. that, like, we've all been, like, sharing like crazy. And that was the reason. Like, that's when I felt the pull, like, the most yeah. I've ever mm-hmm. felt in my life. Because it's, like, these people are hurting and now they're getting kicked while they're down by the people that they're upset at.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I just
real fucked up.
Really, cops, when you're under a giant magnifying glass, is when you're gonna still do this stuff? Like, are you serious?
Because,
like,
there's no accountability. And when there's no accountability, why do you have to stop doing it? You know? Yeah. Like,
well, there's cameras now, so.
There's been cameras, and there's just been no accountability. And the fact that the more that we protest and stick and stay in these streets, like, after we get done with this today, y'all, and, like, we write some stuff, I'm trying to find one. Like, I'm trying to find a protest somewhere. And I might even change my clothes. I want to feel good while I'm doing it. That's the thing, y'all. It's a sense of pride going on that I've not had. For my Black ass, I just kind of want to take out my damn braids and just have my fro, like, just here. Just want to, like, poof it the whole time. Yeah. Like, I just want to walk just like, what's up, everybody? Like, at these protests, y'all, like, people are passing out waters. Yeah. Like, every second, they kind of get annoyed. They're like, you want a water? I was like, no, somebody just gave me a water. I got, like, a whole box of waters right here. Now, get out my face. But it's just, like, the love in the air, y'all. I'm telling you, the media will make you think something is, like, bad. Like, it's, don't, y'all, the media, they paint a certain picture. They need to sell a story. I was there. I was in it. We, like, for it being even my first protest, like, I was afraid at first because of what the media said that was going on out there. Courtney, we talked about it. I was like, Courtney, when you get out there, because I had gone out a few times before Courtney, I was like, don't worry. You know, like, you're going to be good. She was, like, being honest and being transparent. She was like, you know, getting a little anxious. I said, it's cool. Like, it's not what you think. Like, you are protected. You are safe there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Nobody's going to let anything happen to you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's on your side in those situations.
Yeah. There definitely are, like, safe, like, things if you do decide to go to a protest, just like for anybody that's like, I want to go, like, read up on it. Read up on, like, what you need to prepare to go to a protest, because like make sure you're not in, like, just, like, bright ass clothes. I don't know.
And, like, flip flops. Like,
yeah, like,
oh yeah, wear some sneakers.
Like, mm-hmm. it's funny, but it's not funny. Like, So honestly, the only way that I've been able to get through like the past couple of weeks is with like my sense of humor. But it's like I had written down some emergency contacts onto a piece of paper and just like slipped it into my bra just in case like some shit happened. But then I realized I forgot to tell my emergency contacts that they were my emergency contacts. And
so if you call from jail.
Yeah. So like, the next day I was like, hey, just as an FYI, I expect you to get my ass out of jail if some shit happens. Like, just want to let you know. Just let you know. That conversation. But I mean, nothing I've gone to is like gotten like that. But I have had some friends that have been shot by like rubber bullets or they've been tear gas.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. And that was.
Well, like, how'd they say it feels?
Not good. it's not. Yeah. No, the rubber bullets, like, there's people that have like lost eyes.
Seen that.
They were designed to be shot at the ground and bounce up and hit air legs to get you like moving. Like that was where they were like designed. And they're point blank like headshots. Like, honey, this isn't Fortnite. It's fucking stop.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, who would think that going to peacefully protest, you're going to like leave with like just one eye? That's not cool. It's not cool. Like, I mean, I wouldn't want to lose my eye in a situation like that. I'm going to peacefully protest. Oh, just to think like I come back and my eye's gone. Like, no, I ain't going for it. Something's not adding up.
Yeah. I mean,
and
even
we need
we...
a little bit of accountability.
Even as we were leaving that first protest that I went to, I'm so glad you guys have been able to go to more. Like, I had to go and get tested for COVID just in case, because we were going to be filming like with a small crew at the studio soon, and like us protesting kind of had to postpone it because they wanted to be extra safe, and that was like, it was a whole thing, but we're ultimately like, everything's all good and we're glad we did it. But yeah, I tested negative for COVID. Yay! So that's cool.
Congrats. That's
a bunch of us got tested. Yeah.
And you know, Courtney, honestly, thank you for coming. Like, you and Shane, when you guys come and stood with me, like, you don't understand that. It meant the world. It honestly meant the world. And it was, I was telling Olivia, you know, Olivia's been out there more days than even I have, you know, mm-hmm. She started protesting before I did. And I just didn't. I didn't expect any of you guys to be out there the way that you were, you know, mm-hmm. I just, and to see the love and the support, and I feel it all, you know, you guys didn't have to do that. You guys didn't. We've known each other for so long and you did. And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to know you guys. I'm grateful that we could experience history together, you know, because you guys have seen like, even like me there, like how like I had to go through it there as like the only Black guy. So just for you guys to even stand in the gaps for me there, just to like, I guess everything came full circle for me and probably for you, I feel like. I don't know.
I will say you. Well, of course, I think the whole thing was like, this is just, it just felt too important. Like, like for me, I mean, I was doing everything I could. It was a slow start at first because like, I wanted to be like, you know, careful and like that I'm putting out the right information. But it got to a point where I was like, I'm signing petitions, I'm donating, I'm sharing stuff. And it just didn't feel like I was really like putting my money where my mouth was. Like I was like this. And then especially just seeing people getting mass arrested, I was like, we're losing people out there. Like we're going to need more protesters. And like, I have been happening to buy boxes of like disposable face masks and like gloves. So I was like, I can help these people while we're also like all together fighting for this thing. So like, yeah, there was a few days where I was texting you. I was like, please, like, I want to go. I don't know. I don't want to go by myself.
Yep, she definitely did. Definitely did.
I mean, I was texting you too. Like, I was like, okay.
We're going to go to this one? How about this one?
Like, this one? Maybe this one? Like, shit. Like, it's interesting though too, like thinking about ways to get involved, because there's some ways that like my friends, they've been volunteering with what's the name of it, they've been volunteering basically help people that have been arrested, helping them like get like due process and stuff, or whatever the correct term is for it. But it's like, that's another way to show up and like volunteer with different like different groups that are,
because
it's like the protests, and it's like, well, what happens when people get arrested and like all of these other things? Or it's like the people that are at the protests just like handing out snacks, like that's another, you know what I mean? Like there's so many ways to get involved. And I think too, like, the thing that I'm as we like kind of like move through this movement, like I think also thinking about it as like a full-on marathon, like this is, it's like there is like urgency, right? But there's mm-hmm. also like this has to happen for a very long time.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Keep it going.
Yeah. Like, I don't know the exact like number, but I think it's like when Martin Luther King was assassinated, it was like they rioted for like, I want to say six, it's like 6 or 10 days. And then they passed law, but they had been protesting for like a whole ass year before that. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So it's like, wow. this shit needs to go on. Like, right. It's yeah. like, it's like, it it's like, yeah, last week was hard. It's like, we're going to have some hard months. And like, I'm like, no, buckle absolutely. Up everybody. Like we got to like, you know what I mean? And so it's also like taking care of yourself in that. Yes. And like mm-hmm. knowing like when you're like on social media, when you're not on social media and stuff, and like taking breaks. Mm-hmm. Cause it's also, I mean,
takes as a
like,
toll.
It takes a toll. And it's like, I know for me, like I was getting really upset in the beginning. One thing that was like getting me really upset and frustrated was like how people were sharing the video of George Floyd. And like I've never watched the video in its entirety because I'm just like, why are we like sharing? Like, why are we sharing like Mm-mm. this man being murdered? And why are Mm-mm. we so easily able to share this man being murdered in mm-hmm. this way? And it's just like, look at this video. Look at it. Look at it. And I'm like, yes, I understand the need to like, this video needs to be seen, like this video needs to exist, because without this video, like if you look at the fucking, sorry.
go.
If you look at like the police reports and how they're reporting the shit that's happened, like in these incidences, and like, and then you have the video, like it's so important to have these videos, but then you think about like how many videos there aren't, but then also thinking about like how easily people are just like sharing like black bodies being murdered and how desensitized people are to it.
Yeah, but they also, let's realize that these people have families. Like mm-hmm. just imagine it being your personal family yeah. over and over, seeing it on the news. Like yeah. I put myself in that position. I was like, I don't like see it. No, like the 8 minutes, I don't need to see it. Like I know mm-hmm. what happened. I've seen like, I know how the end result is, but just imagine his family, y'all, yeah. like on the news, like everywhere. Yeah. Like that is sick. That mm-hmm. is sick. That is sick. It's not okay. I can't watch yeah. the whole thing. I seen enough of it. I seen the wrestling part. It's just like, I let yeah. it go. Like I'm the type of person that likes to watch fight videos on Facebook. But as soon as I see somebody like stumping somebody, I'm like, oh, gotta go. Gotta yeah. get out of here. Like that's not like. Mm-hmm. He looked at him as less than, and it showed. It showed. Yeah. He was up the what's the officer's name?
Derek Chauvin.
Here. He saw himself up here, and like George Floyd down here, and
they
he
used
cannot...
to work together too, right?
I yeah. heard that. That's the
they were like
word.
Security guards together.
Yeah, it's like, so deep.
How do you it's go so home deep. After that? How do you go it's so home deep. After that?
Nobody could have wrote, like, Shonda Rhimes couldn't have wrote a better plot. You know what I mean? Like, she could not have. That is next level. Next level. To do that to someone that you know as well. Like, I'm not saying you should do it at all. That's, I do not condone violence. But to someone that you know. Yeah. I don't care if you had like a falling out or whatever. I done had a lots yeah. of falling outs with people. I'll probably have some more. But I don't think to kill them.
No, there was no mercy.
None. All. No mercy. You and know? And the same people that don't give mercy right now are asking, like, or kind of asking for mercy. And it's like, yo, you've not given it for so long. And the same thing keeps happening. Like, it's unfortunate that the looting and the rioting is happening, but sometimes it takes for stuff like that to happen for things to change.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't support it. I don't condone that. I don't, but it's a part of the revolution.
Yeah. It's like, it's a lot of it is just straight up people taking advantage of this movement, whether they are with mm-hmm. it wholeheartedly or not.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, looters are looting.
Exactly.
Protesters are protesting.
Right.
Oh man, the amount of people that are protesting, there's thousands and thousands yeah. and thousands of protesters. There are not hundreds of looters like yeah. at these events like that. They're no. It's not the media got me fucked.
Dude, it's fucked
up. Absolutely. Oh Lord, it got me fucked up. Oh, this is my southern woman. Oh, I don't know what's happening, but it got me fucked up. Jesus. Sorry.
I'm but if you were to think about, because like if the whole protest that even we were at, or like that biggest one in Hollywood,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Yes. That if the, all those people decided to loot, they would take down an entire city, and that is yeah, but that's not happening.
And also, but that's not what they want. That's not what.
Yeah. All they can fucking burn, honestly.
But this is the like, thing.
Fucking burn it all. Fuck it. Yeah,
but this dude. Is the thing. Honestly, this is the thing. That's not what we want. And anybody that's making, if everybody is feeling like the, if the looting outweighs the peaceful protests, you are on the wrong side still. Like you are focused on the wrong things. You worry about the wrong things.
There's a
you
big heard picture. Me. Like,
it's the,
worry about the wrong things.
So we can't sing. We can't sing.
To be honest, I don't even know what song you're singing.
Oh, okay.
I like it.
We were about the wrong thing.
You know, I've been making up songs with my friends, though, like in our group chat, and it's like.
Okay. Come on, look. Come on.
What was the verse I just came up with? Some of y'all motherfuckers are really silent, and we're never going to work together again.
What?
Some of you motherfuckers are too fucking silent, and we're never gonna work together again. And it's like, is that silence? The silence is also that's crazy
silence
stuff
too. Violence,
like,
bro.
Silence is violence, and it's like there are people that haven't said shit, and it's like I'm seeing it, and I'm like, do not ever.
It's like it's people that, and it's usually people that always have something to say, but their silence just like punched you in the like the lip right here, and it's busted. I feel it. Silence is definitely violence. Yes. It's like, yo, you usually got the most to say. Usually, always online, kicking it. Dude. You're fighting behind this cause, that cause, this cause, and that cause. And I'm, you know what I mean? Like, you know, all of this and all of that. But right now, you on shh. Mo.
It's like, yeah, if you don't and learn.
And okay. This is the thing. This is my thing. And my thing is like, listen and learn. That's one thing. But like, have something to say. You always usually have something to say. And then like, start the dialogue. The dialogue needs to start. Yes. You need to have the dialogue. And we'll see. That's the thing. The scary part is because people don't want to look racist. And that's understandable. So they try not to stay in it. It's just like the dialogue has to start. And I mean, just like pick your words wisely. So I don't know. I'm asking some people to jump in and just like. I don't know.
Well, no, I mean, it's also like just having a good support system of people that you can trust to help you learn.
Mm-hmm. Like 100%.
Dude, when I first started working here, I was a very different person. Like, and you witnessed that, Keith. Like, it's not like I went from one side of the spectrum to the other, but like, I've definitely grown a lot in terms of like knowledge.
100%. Like, 100%.
And awareness.
And that's because, and it starts with us working together too. You know what I mean? Like, Courtney, we all of the squad, we came from different places. And like, I'm sure having me as a the Black person in the cast, and you know, we had to do a lot. They had to learn a lot about what it is for me and what I go through. Yeah. And everything, whether it was spoken about or not unspoken, it was definitely a lot of like learning on both ends too, and how to work together.
Yeah,
because it's like we are a different type of people. I will say that it comes with some, you know, it comes with heavy hearts sometimes, and you know, oppression, and just a whole bunch of stuff that people just don't see. Like we really deal with those things, and I've lived it. You know, working at Smosh, I've seen certain things, and it's like, ooh. You know, certain things that I felt that I just could not put my finger on.
Yeah.
But, you know, like.
And then even things that I would witness happening to you from other certain people in the office being like, ugh, I don't even like that. Like, that is.
Yeah. It's just levels to it. And like I was telling Olivia the other day, it's like, yo, like there's like levels to like oppression. It's my how I treat something and how I react to something isn't how another Black man that's living in Alabama reacts to this. You know what I mean? There's like certain privileges that I have, you know, that I have to utilize, and I have to understand my influence and who I am and where I come from. Mm-hmm. And then also put myself in somebody else's shoes and be like, yo, you are me. Like, you know, like you look like me. This can happen to you. It can happen to me. You got to stand in the gap for your people at the same time. Yeah. And that's what I've been trying to do. Cause like at the, you know, there's been protests for years. Never felt led enough to go out. Like after the first day when the riots and everything, the looting and all that happened, for me to even want to go outside after that, like it was kind of crazy. But then it's been that was my first time going out, you know? And I just felt led to do it. I was like, I need to be out there with my people. Like I need to be out there with my people. Like, and I know my people aren't there out there like like looting and like all that. I need to be out there with the protesters. That is so like that's the bigger part. That's the bigger picture.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the bigger picture. That's the real stuff.
Every time I've tried to have conversations with people who disagree, that they like, I realized pretty quickly, like a lot of my followers on Instagram or Twitter think like similar to me, or the ones that don't are already being handled by the community. Like, so I'm not going to be in my replies. Like,
nah, you stay. You guys Courtney, got it. We got to stay out of it. And this is the thing we have to like. I mean, as long as we have the dialogue going. Yeah. We should not join in the conversation more than what we say on our posts, because all we're doing is just, it's already said. We said what we said. We said what we said. I don't need to, you know.
It's true. And I don't need to prove anything to the followers.
No, like, it's just like you already stand where you stand. And it's just like, you know, that's the best thing you can do. And once you start arguing, before you know it, you say something hateful. Then you start blocking people. People want to come. Yeah. And then people start coming for you. And then it's like, you know, deeper than that. And then they think that you hate them. And it's just not what it's about.
Yeah. It's, like, it's a trap. You could fall. I fallen into the said trap? Yeah, maybe once, twice. Maybe I've said some things I'm not super proud of.
Yeah, Jackie, hold on. Look, we're going to have a conversation after this, because we are not responding to any more of those comments. 2020, no more comments until somebody says some bullshit I don't like.
On Twitter or Instagram or what?
All of them.
I mean, Facebook is a Seth.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Facebook, that's after I quickly realized like Instagram and Twitter was like, okay, that's handled. I realized like I have a much better chance at reaching out to people close to me who think differently than me. So I was dedicating a lot of time posting. But I never go on Facebook, man. So when I started going on, I was like, oh, this is a really toxic place.
Facebook is where it's at. You will get stuck in Facebook forever. I'll be reading the comments. So I do read the comments and I'll be laughing. And sometimes I'll find myself writing stuff like, bitch, don't you say that. And it's like, I say delete. It's just like, what's the point? What's the point? We obviously disagree. And there's nothing I can say to make you feel any different. If you don't feel different now, it's still going to take you a minute for you to come around. But all I can continue to say is Black Lives Matter, so you hear it. And so that it annoys you a little bit. I want it to annoy you. If it annoys you, you should probably get checked out, because it's not saying that all lives matter. We just want you to understand that Black Lives Matter.
You heard me. Great point.
I think there is something to be said, though, for like, because like, I'm like, I'm not trying to argue with like, still trying to be like PC. I don't want to say all Trump supporters feel a certain type of way. But like, let's say, I don't know, hypothetically, let's say avid Trump supporters are in line with like very specific ideologies like of the party, right? But it's like, I'm like, okay, like they're set, you know what I mean? For the most part, like it's going to take a lot to make change there. But I'm like, my focus is on the people that are just like kind of indifferent. They're like, well, the fact that he was murdered is bad. But, and I'm like, there's no but. There's no but. Like, what is the but? Like, what is, why are we talking about property? Like, what the, like, those are, yeah. that's my corner of the world that I'm just like, shut up, care.
Jackie, my dad always said, you know, whenever somebody says but, they're taking away everything they said before.
Yeah.
You know?
It's there's a term
I
for
like
that.
You, but it's just like, you don't like me like that then. Like,
yeah, there's a term honest. For that.
No offense. What is like, it? But.
I can't remember. Right. Like, there's been so much good information coming through on people's Instagram stories and like on Twitter and stuff. Mm-hmm. There is a term for like when people say, yes, your thing you said, but also like just there's a term, and I'm sure Shane
racist is
off the top of your
head. Assholeism.
Yeah, assholeism, honestly.
Assholeism.
Assholeisms.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Woo.
The conversations rough. I've gotten into on Facebook, I am not proud of them. Like, not completely proud of them. But it's just crazy. It's really tough. Crazy.
I had to unfollow a few people. And it's just like, I'm not usually want to do that. But I just, if we don't, I'm not about to argue with you. I look at what you post. I'm probably not going to respond. I'm not going to say, and if it doesn't match up or link up with what I'm like saying right now, I don't even need to look at it. And I'm not going to argue with you. There's no need for me to argue. You are where you are. I'm where I'm at. But I'm also just going to move myself out of the picture so that I don't upset myself and stress myself out. And that's another thing. We have to take care of our like mental health in this time too.
Yes.
And that's something that I've always struggled with. But I remember the first day this started, like when everything started to get crazy, I remember I would be, you know, on the phone talking to a friend about something. And then I would like start watching the news or like start looking at posts and I would cry. And then I would find myself like out of it, you know, like trying to get out of it. So I would call my friend, laugh a little bit. And then I would come back in and just like start to cry again. It was like a big emotional roller coaster. And I feel like we're all going through it. And it doesn't matter if you're black, white, yellow, red, brown, purple, like Barney. Like we are all feeling all of this energy right now. And like, I mean, black people have been feeling this energy for a minute. Forever, like we were born into this energy, but like the I can only imagine how y'all feel right now. And I know y'all don't want to feel racist, and like it's so many levels to all of this, y'all. And a lot of the times we're not even using the word racist right, but just to, you know, get our points across. It's like levels to it, and we'd be like racist. Like we can't wait to use the word, honestly. And I'm just trying to even educate myself on how I can do things better. And I do realize a lot of our fan base because of Smosh is white. So like I have to watch how I speak to them because I don't want to start going off because they don't disagree with me. But I also like I also don't want to just let people say crazy shit on my pages, you know. But I also can't say anything because if I say something, I'm gonna be mean, and I want to educate. And all I can do is just by keeping on posting and just letting you see where I stand and not having anything to say after the fact.
I think there's like a kind of like a burden to that. There's the burden of like already being black. Like there's everything that you're born into like generationally, right? But it's also like a lot of my friends who mean well, like, and this is like it's like they mean well, but and they're like, what can I do? What can I do? And I'm like, that's not my role in the like. Like, and that's so you want me up, but it's like
you want me
be upset about this thing, the fact that you're upset, now I have to walk you through how to be not upset about the thing that is affecting me, like, and it's like, and everyone, and all at the same time, like everyone is so different too. It's like not all black people are the same. We're not all responding to this the same way.
Exactly.
You
know
what
I mean?
Like some people want you to check in with them and they're like, well, they didn't say shit to me, like we're not friends. It's like, and then there's people like, no, check in on me. Like I literally had to tell my friends, I'm like, please stop contacting me.
Oh, really?
I know.
Saw that but post, like,
It's okay. Like, because for me, I'm like because then I know myself, like immediately I'm like, I'm okay. And I'm trying to make them feel okay when I'm not okay. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and like me telling them like, I'm okay is for them and it's not for me. So I just like, I just need to stop talking to people and just go through what I'm going through. And I'm like, I will let you know what I need when I need it. And asking for that type of help.
For Olivia hit me up, and then a few other people hit me up, and I was like, "Oh man, people really care right now. They actually give a fuck." And then it got to a point where more people started hitting me up, my white friends, and I started kind of feeling a certain way. They would hit me up day in and day out, and I was like, "Hold on, let me like take a step back. They are actually showing that they care." You know, and I had to like take a step outside of myself because I started to feel some type of way. I'm like, "Well, you don't hit me up this much. I mean, this is how I always feel." It's like, no, they're coming too. They're starting to understand a lot more. So like, all I can do is just meet them and just be like, yo, like, thank you. It really means the world to me. I kept telling it means the world that you are actually seeing. Like, did it feel weird at first? 100%. But I had to like step outside of myself and my understanding and be like, this is what they understand now.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, from my perspective, like I felt semi-aware of that reaching out to you, Keith, because like, something about the way you're texting, I was like, okay, I can see like this maybe seems weird. Like I have seen posts of texting like, oh, check in on your people, like check in on your friends of color. Like, and I did see that and was like, yeah, I obviously want to check on my friends, but I also like, I can understand that it feels a little uncomfortable that you're being like, singled out like that. But
it's just like, it's all about like,
we're coming to. That was a great way of
coming
saying it.
To. Just like coming to an understanding. Like I'm understanding where you are, you're understanding where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I can't battle everything. This is not what I need to battle. That's not the battle right now. You know, you asking me if I'm okay. Which I do like still agree. Like I felt like how Jackie felt at first, but I went another way with it. But like her way of dealing is still fucking valid because I have the same reaction.
We all have very specific needs, like, and it's like everyone has specific needs all the time. You know what I mean? So it's like, 100%. We're not all going to be responding to things the same way. Like the way some of my friends have supported me, they've just been like, they've sent me like money on Venmo. They're like, make sure you eat today. And I'm just like, you're right, because I was skipping meals. It's like, I was like, I kept forgetting to eat. Like I had no appetite.
Yeah.
I had no food in my house. Like I wasn't taking care of myself. And it's like small stuff like that are just like one, like there was a couple days where my friends, like we'd already been like quarantined and like we'd been like super conscious about like the virus and stuff, but they just like picked me up from my house, and this is when the curfews were together, and like we were gonna go to a protest. We didn't end up going, but then I just like spent the night with them, like at their place, and aww, just like they like made me dinner, they made me breakfast, and like we just like did stupid, like we played like horseshoes. I'm like, what the fuck am I playing horseshoes?
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Just, like, you, it's just like being able to just, it's like you can support.
I wasn't supporting the horseshoes.
You played goldfish.
Like we played horseshoes. We played like just like, and it. And it's just like you can be supported in different ways, and like I'm like, I just really appreciate, I really like, even though I'm like, please don't like text me because I'm already bad at texting. but just like the way my friends have shown up for me, like I appreciate it and I recognize it too. And like there was one day when I was crying, and it's just like, because I was like really, I was so sad because I'm like, damn, like the, my support system is so strong. Mm. And it's like, and I was just like, damn, like the fact that not everyone has like the same type of support system right now. It's just like, it like made my heart hurt just like thinking about it. Cause wow. It's just like, cause I'm like, I know my, I'm like, my people got me. Like, I know, I'm like, don't talk to me. Like, don't talk to me. I'll hit you up later. And like they, we have that.
Yeah, good. That's great.
But it's like, not everybody has that. And it's like also recognizing that. And just,
Jackie, I have a question.
What's up?
Who are your friends that be sending you money for food? Cause I'm hungry right now.
Oh my God.
And I mean, like, I want some new, like, I'm down to make some new friends after this quarantine. And if they look out for you like that, I'm hungry.
See, look, that's the frustrating
I like dollar menus for real. I'm just playing. Do not send me a friend that's sending dollar menus and all of that. I'm expensive.
I'm expensive.
That's the thing. Like, this quarantine has made things so much harder. Like, normally your friends would be able to take you to a meal or something. But also I feel like the quarantine kind of helped in a way because people aren't working. People are homeless going on.
Yes.
So they're able to show up.
Exactly. Yes. If the quarantine wasn't going on, people would be at work. I had to, I don't think that I would have, if I had something to do, I don't think I would like have gone out there. You know what I mean? The fact that we have been cooped in our houses for so long, everybody is able to see, like, you know, like the way that they see it now, you know, they don't have anything to do. You know, that's exactly why, because if people are at work, they're not going to stop making money to go to go protest. They're not. That's exactly why the quarantine, like COVID, although it's killed some people and like although it has, it's been somewhat of a like a, I don't know, eye-opening experience for so many different people. It's weird. It's like, I don't want to call it a blessing because it's not been a blessing for so many people, but it's definitely been a sort of a blessing for other people. It's like finding your light within it, y'all. Because all of this, 2020 has been something like vicious. It's been crazy. Mm-hmm. We don't know what's happening next, y'all. Aliens are definitely about to come and show up. And I'm just trying to go the right side. That's all I'm trying to do. Like, Keith Lee, phone home. You know?
Oh, my God.
But COVID definitely came on in and stepped up.
Yeah, dude. It's true. Like, people are dying. Like, oh, my God, dude. Did I tell you? So, Keemstar, like, he was frustrating me. I don't care. I will talk a little bit of smack on Keemstar right now.
I know Keemstar. He's a drama channel.
He's a drama alert. He's had a lot of controversy, especially lately, because Ethan Klein, H3H3, like really went in on him. And it's been like so much drama between them two. And like he wasn't, and I'm sure his audience is probably a little racist, but he wasn't like posting a lot of like helpful stuff online at all. It was very like TMZ style, like, oh shit, this cop just wrecked this dude. And it's really frustrating. And then one day he's like, guys, I decided that I'm going to reply to every tweet of H3H3s with a horse so that he becomes a better person and stops hating me. Like, what? That was his tweet. And, like, I literally replied with the picture of Kourtney Kardashian being like, Kim, there's people that are dying. Because that's one of those times where it frustrates me. People are using their platform wrong right now.
Yeah, like, it's like, I mean, definitely, like, you know, I like to post memes and I like to make light of situations with humor, serious situations with humor, you know. But yeah. It's definitely a level of respect that comes mm-hmm. with it. And you know what I mean? It's not a joke. It's not a joke. You know what I mean? There can be light found within it and we can laugh at certain things, but this is not a joke, man. Like, I don't know who that person is, but I hope that he can like understand that it's a serious issue. You know, whoever he is. I don't want smoke. Yeah. I don't like all that drama stuff. I put on gloves. No, I'm playing. Like, I'm just saying, I don't like to fight either. But like, whoever you are out there, like, I mean, have some respect. Yeah.
I think he's gotten a little better. Oh, okay, good. About it.
For sure. Much love, brother, whoever you are out there.
But yeah, that horse tweet, I was just like, dude.
Yeah, it's too far. Come on, who cares? People are dying.
But that was what made me so, I think I felt the most joy that day was like, when we were out in the crowd and Jackie, you were like goofing around and you were making Keith and Shane laugh so hard together. And I can't tell you, I can't even remember the last time I heard that in person. Keith and Shane laughing together because I've been in my damn apartment for months. I pet Olivia's dog. That was my first time petting a dog in like 4 months. That was the best day. That was the best day of 2020.
100%.
And there's a pandemic and police brutality happening.
But can we talk about how, like I said, we like to find like light and like humor within things. Mm-hmm. It's like, we're not laughing at the circumstances at hand.
At all.
Like, certain things happen. I was talking about it to somebody. I'm like, yo, like, when we were protesting the first day I went out there, somebody tripped and almost fell. I'm gonna laugh. You know, I'm sorry. I'm gonna laugh. I'm gonna laugh at your ass and I'm gonna keep it moving. I'm like, I see you. I see you. Better keep up. Like, you gotta have fun within it. Who says that you cannot have fun? Like, I refuse to go to something, like, you know, and not enjoy myself, you know? Like, the energy is to, you know, Shane felt uncomfortable. He was like, I don't want to, like, you know, be seen laughing and people think that I'm not serious. I'm like, bro, you're with me, you are fine. We are here saying their names, you know what I mean? We are here protesting, we are bodies here. But if something happens funny, I'm not a robot, I'm alive. Look, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's funny. Yeah. I'm telling you, some people smell at the protest. It's like, come on, bro, you got to put on some
deodorant. And then seeing people like that. Remember we saw the red Power Ranger up on the light post? Like, that makes me happy. That makes me happy. It made me be like, should I put on my She-Ra costume?
Come on.
Are we cosplaying right now?
You can come to these protests. Like, come as you are. You can come however you want. Well, hold on now. Do not come in there with a KKK uniform. Like, you might make that not peaceful. Like, don't do that. Be very smart about it. But like then people, you can come in costumes. I mean, I wouldn't, but I mean, do whatever. We just want support. Want love. We want to show love. We want peace and hair grease. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very pleasant experience.
And even on social media, it's like that too. Like, we're getting serious. We want justice. We're sharing all the right stuff. And then the people start sharing like really like memes that really help you feel like, everyone's in this together. This makes me feel good. Like, TikTok has actually been all right. I think they're like, kids are kind of upset because the algorithm will change and they'll like not allow Black Lives Matter content to show.
I've seen that.
It's frustrating, but like, I think they're like on a fine line. It sucks. Yeah. The meme culture of this movement is awesome.
Yep. Yeah. We gotta have some light. We have to have some light. That's what it's about. Definitely. We have to have some light in the midst of the darkness. And we have to love on each other. We have to come together and just love on each other. And just hear people out. Just actually listen. Your truth to like my white brothers and sisters or other whoever. Like, your truths aren't everyone else's truth. So when people are complaining or they're yelling really loud and they're crying and they're upset, like, really hear them out because they're not making it up. It's like, you know, privileges out there that you will not understand that you have them because you have them.
Yeah.
And when you just is here. Listen, be a student. Yeah. You know, this, all this that's going on isn't going on for no reason. Like, it's not just happening for no reason. Like, buildings aren't burning for no reason. Like, I'm not saying that I agree with it.
No, but you're right.
For a reason. And once you just listen and open up and just hear somebody yelling, like, yo, just listen and just be open to change and be open to unity.
Absolutely.
My mom, can I tell you, my mom's
2020.
I was okay. I was gonna say that with everything that's been going on, my mom called me something. She called me Martin Luther Keith. Yeah, she was like, look at you. She was like, look at you, Martin Luther King. I'm like, oh, I want to write that somewhere, but I don't want to be disrespectful. That's funny, man. I don't know what my cousin laughing. You know, Martin Luther King.
If someone's gonna try and cancel you, like fucking.
If they try to, they could try. I'm not about to be upset by some. Let me stop. I ain't worried about it. You know, I'm Martin Luther Keith. I've been out in these streets.
Yeah.
That's positive.
BB.
No, what I don't know. It? I just BB? Thought I was to say
Keith
something.
Keith and I call each other BB.
From a scene we did years ago.
I get it. You've worked together for a long time.
Oh, Jake. Shut up, Jake.
Can I have a nickname? Like,
can be BB too. I called you
Jack earlier. Is that weird?
No, I love it.
Okay, cool.
I'm gonna call you Jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, please don't.
Jack-o'-lantern, because you're the light in our life.
Yeah, exactly. You got a light that's coming out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm calling you Jack from now on, dude. You can call me Jack.
Okay, when I was younger, though, people would call me Jack-o'-lantern around in October. And I would just feel like it would be in October. And I would just feel like, I was like, I am being bullied.
I got to work on. I do bully sometimes. I got to
stop. But Jack-o'-lantern, like, if I'm the light in your life, I'll take that.
That's what I'm saying. You have been a nice light.
But speaking of what you were saying about student stuff, I got some reading to do.
Yes. Right. White fragility.
I've ordered so many books, guys. I'm classes in session and I'm in front row, bitch.
Well, you need to get off and go read those.
I'm in front row, bitch.
Yeah. We're not going
to be on set, so I know you're not gonna have enough time to read all that stuff right now, so we need to get off here. You need to go read that right now and report back to me.
Give me a pop quiz. We're not gonna do a shoot dude today because it's not about that today. It's about I love you guys. Thanks for hanging out and thanks for chatting. You guys are great. All right, before we go, we do have the place that if you guys are looking for places to donate, we still have a fundraiser with the NAACP. It's if you want to donate there on the link is below our video on YouTube of the podcast, and it's also been on a bunch of other YouTube videos, which I heard that when we started supporting Black Lives Matter publicly on our YouTube channels, Smosh Games lost a ton of subscribers. And good riddance, because what the fuck?
Good Lord. And also, there's other places beyond the NAACP that you can donate to. So there's Google is your best friend. Like, check them out.
Bail
check
bonds.
Out, yeah, check your all sources. The situations. Check your sources. What's good.
A lot of influencers, including myself, have Instagram story highlights. I've just been accumulating all the stuff that I've learned. Even if you don't have money to donate, there are videos where you can just watch them and the AdSense will go toward a cause that is awesome. And then, places to donate. There's petitions to sign.
There's books
Twitter
to
has
read.
Been an accident. Books to read, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I believe I've posted those in my Instagram story as well. I'm not trying to self-promote, but you guys as well have been posting great stuff.
I would also recommend following Black Lives Matter because they've started this movement. So if you ever just like, what is their mission? And like making sure that you're actively following them, looking at their website, seeing how they're activating in your city. A lot of the chapters have their own specific media for or like, social media for the specific cities they're in. So like I'm following Black Lives Matter LA, what they're doing, and like looking at like your local issues too, because it's like it is a national, it's a global issue, but it's also like looking at how you can activate locally is also super important. Making sure you're showing up to vote if you're of voting age, making sure you're knowing like who your candidates are.
Everybody has a role. There's always a way to do your part, and there's 100. So many ways you can do it. And also take care of yourself. It's for real.
Yes, be safe out there in these streets.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
at home, wherever you are. Yeah. We love you
be
guys.
Be safe in the streets. Be safe in the sheets.
And remember to stay black. Woo-woo!
Woo-woo! I love you, BB.
Yeah. I look at you, BB. Oh, you didn't say that?
I did it. I said it. I said it. I'm sorry. Okay.
We love you too, BB. We love you too, BB.
Am I trying to like, you know, when you're like trying to get too included? Like, I love you too.
BB.
Shut up. This is it. Yeah, it's a little weird, but come on. You cool.
Okay. Thanks, friends. I love you, friends.
Love you. Love you guys. See you at the next protest.
See you at the next protest.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.